Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and today I'm speaking with Carol Gunlock and Joan Salzman from the Alabama Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Glad to have you joining us today.
Thank you, David.
Carol is the executive director at the Alabama Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and Joan is the Economic Justice and Prevention Projects Coordinator, which is a wonderful title to have, Joan. What I want to talk about is some of the work that you've been doing in the last several years in advancing primary prevention in Alabama of domestic violence, and I'm really impressed with the work that I've seen that you were able to accomplish with a statewide plan. So why don't you describe what that is?
The plan to end violence against women in Alabama is developed by a multidisciplinary council of community and state leaders in many, many sectors of the state, including state agencies, corporations, the faith community, and of course the domestic violence and sexual assault community. We have historically, really over the last 10 years, developed a state plan on intervention in domestic violence and sexual assault cases. Last year, we for the first time pulled together a work group around the issue of primary prevention. Again, it was multidisciplinary, included some people from the domestic violence and sexual assault field, but also educators, people from universities, people from the faith community, child abuse advocates, and so on. We asked the work group to come up with recommendations that would then be fed into the Council on Violence Against Women that were recommendations around how everybody could do primary prevention work to end domestic violence and sexual assault. And so they came up with a remarkable list of recommendations, and those recommendations were adopted. They are now part of the state plan, and that feeds into the work of all kinds of agencies and institutions, as well as feeds into the state plan that's submitted to the Office on Violence Against Women every year. I'll let Joan talk a little more about exactly what those recommendations were.
For the first time in our state plan, we had primary prevention as a separate category. In the past, there may have been some recommendations woven through the other categories, but to be able to have it stand alone really puts a highlight on primary prevention. Some of those things were, of course, to get information printed and out there. And from the work group, we were able to talk about sharing our resources in order to do that. So the recommendations are to work with different disciplines and have a message that may be similar so that statewide, when we talk about primary prevention, people will hear the same message. So that's something that we're working on. The teen dating violence is a campaign that we have been working on for a while, and through some feedback from the work group, we've been able to grow that project. Right now, we're handing out printed materials. We had over 40,000 pieces printed, and I believe pretty much all of that is getting disseminated. We've got bookmarks and handbooks for parents and teens, among some other literature. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and also on our website, some information and some links that people can go to for some additional information.
This plan now has really set an agenda for people to begin to think primary prevention, whereas before, while they included primary prevention, they weren't thinking of it that way. Is that how you see it?
That's one of the things that we started within the coalition to see where we all were in defining primary prevention and what the message was and how clear it was that we want to stop this before it begins. And so that's what the work group has done. Working together and getting it into the state plan gives us that opportunity to broaden the message as well as who's giving the message.
Carol, can you talk about what the impact has been of this? What are some tangible ways that there's been shifts within Alabama to be able to address primary prevention of domestic violence?
One of the things that this whole process does is it really helps us engage sectors of the community that we maybe don't normally work with or that may not think of us as being a part of their constituency, so that those community groups can also work on issues around violence against women and girls, which they may have not addressed in the past. For example, we have really struggled over the years with engaging the State Department of Education. It's a big agency and has a whole lot on its plate, and issues around domestic violence, sexual harassment, sexual assault, dating violence just have not been high on their agenda. By putting representatives from the Department of Education on the work group and really developing not just a working relationship, but personal relationships, it gives us an opportunity to get the department to start thinking about what they can do to address school-based violence and harassment and assault. Now, we have a long way to go, but it's a first step in being able to develop those kind of relationships and engage those agencies.
Joan, as you've been doing this work, for someone who wants to be able to strengthen primary prevention in their state or their community, what's a lesson that you've learned that you think would be helpful for them?
Well, I think, of course, that it's very helpful to be working with other organizations. So the work group has been integral in getting that work done. Certainly incorporating the recommendations into the state plan was a huge step. It took quite a bit of time. But also, when you're working with a group of motivated people and they want to continue, in fact, that was their first charge, was to look at recommendations, and we weren't sure about whether the group would continue, and they became so much a part of wanting to grow this that they are continuing as a group. That was their own recommendation, is that the prevention work group continue.
That's great to see that prevention is often a way that excites people and gets them more engaged, because then that really creates the hope for the future. So I'm really excited just hearing about this and hearing about how in Alabama you're making shifts and you're now setting the stage for what I am sure is going to be many great prevention efforts to come. Carol, do you have any last words before we finish for today's conversation?
We really believe that primary prevention is the way that we can eventually end domestic violence and sexual assault. It's really exciting work, and we have so appreciated what both the Centers for Disease Control Foundation and certainly your own organization have done to teach us what little we know, and we're just looking forward to doing this work for years to come.
Thank you, and I think that for the work that we do at Prevent Connect, what makes it so strong is learning so many lessons from people who have been doing prevention work throughout the country and indeed the world. Well, thank you. I've been talking with Carol Gunlock and Joan Salzman from the Alabama Coalition Against Domestic Violence about their efforts to address primary prevention in Alabama. So thank you very much, and I look forward to learning more about future progress as time goes on.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.